a break. 13 years. She had two marriages in that time. Herman Cain fought stage 4 cancer and almost died. And he was having an affair with her the whole time.
Isn't there anything he can do about it? Isn't there anything to clear his name?
Well, he hired a attorney to sue for slander.
But he bailed out. He bailed out, afraid, saying it for his family. And I just think it's holy baloney.
He might have just been feeling the fatigue. You know,
well,
he is
tough.
The oldest candidate.
Too bad. Too bad, man.
Then you shouldn't have run. Right?
Shouldn't have run.
Oh, well.
You know?
So now we have two.
So now we have Gink.
Two rhinos facing off, Romney and Gingrich. Neither one of them is an actual conservative.
Well, how about this? I believe that the Jewish people have the right to have a state. Remember, there was no Palestine as a state. It was part of the Ottoman Empire. And I think that we've had an invented Palestinian people who are, in fact, Arabs, who are historically part of the Arab community. He said that
it's
on
true.
Jewish TV.
Yeah.
You say it's true.
It's absolutely true. There never was a Palestine country.
Well, they had the Prime Minister, Fayyad, is up in arms. He said Gingrich needs to examine the history books.
You can examine them all you want.
Well, here's what he says. He says the Palestinian people inhabited the land since the dawn of history.
Okay, but
when
you notice
is that?
He doesn't say it was a country, does he?
Intend to remain in it until the end of time. He says that people like Gingrich must consult history, as it seems that all what he knows about the region in history is a lie.
Yeah, right.
Despite oppression, occupation, and assaults, the Palestinian people remain steadfast in their historic land and will achieve their legitimate rights. But now, I mean, now they think he's just going along to be palsy-walsy with Israel. That's why he's saying that, is he?
He's not just saying it. I'm telling you, he's telling.
He always opens his mouth and sticks his foot in it. He does.
It went from the Ottoman Empire into an English mandate, and then there was this giant chunk of land, and the UN decided to give Israel something like 10% of that land. That's all they gave them. 90% of it went to the non-Jewish settlers who were already there. So to say that there was a Palestine and they were pushed out of it is just nonsense. A lot of that land is now called Jordan, and that big chunk there, that was part of the English mandate too. For some reason, they just want what's left, that little 10% that was given to Israel.
Well, I think it's really crazy. They always get all this, who's giving who what? Who even owned it? What gives them the right to give them a little chunk, a little piece here, a little piece there?
Hey, empires break
up. With that?
Something has to be done. And
well, he's drawing a lot of criticism, even from Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney said, boy, you fool, you fool. And all the time he's going, I'm polishing my nails. I'm going to be president.
He looks too good, doesn't he?
What do you think? Yes, he does. It's pathetic.
I hate these arguments between Romney and Gingrich because I can't stand either one of them. But it seems like that's my only choice is one of those two.
Who do you think Cain is going to endorse? It's going to be Gingrich, isn't it? It's going to be Newt. I have Newt.
People are saying that because they're both from Georgia and they're friends. So it's hard not to endorse your friend, somebody who you see day in and day out for years.
The only thing about Newt, he just can't stay out of anything. He's always in trouble. You ever notice that? Always. Opens his mouth, and he's in trouble.
He's on his third marriage
Continues.
And cheated on his first two wives. You know,
still
that's
practicing.
Not a good endorsement, is it?
Not. But see, who cares? He's still running.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff is in the past, but he's still running.
Cain's been married for 43 years.
What's wrong with Cain?
And some nutcases drove him out. I don't get it.
I don't
really
either.
Don't
I'm upset
it.
Because he said, no way, I'm not. No
but
way,
I don't think
I'm
it was the...
ain't gonna happen.
These ridiculous women that drove him out. I think it was people calling him stupid. And that's my column last week was titled Lynching. Complete.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think drove him out. And that's what really made me angry was the people calling him stupid. He was the smartest man in the race.
Yes, he is a very smart man. So why is he afraid of someone calling him stupid?
I don't know. I suspect he just...
I need some answers here, JP.
I do, too.
I need some answers
I would like
you.
Some answers, but do you think you're ever going to get an answer out of Herman Cain about why he really dropped out?
No. Well, I think we're all going to figure because it was true. That's what we're going to figure. And he shouldn't have. He should have waited.
That's what people are going to think, yeah.
That's what they're going to think, and he knows that's what they're going to think.
And the women's stories continue to fall apart.
What's wrong with him? Is he stupid? No, just kidding.
Maybe there's another woman waiting in the wings. I don't know.
Maybe he's got a child with some other... Maybe him and Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
they've got
Lord.
A child. Oh, my gosh. You never know what the rumors are. Well, let's move on. Senate Republicans blocked confirmation votes on two of the president's most high-profile nominees this week. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
One was for the Federal Appeals Court, and the other was Richard Cordray, to head the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Right.
So traditionally, the end of the year holidays allow presidents to kind of bypass Congress and give nominees, you know, recess the appointments. But an angry President Obama is quickly learning that this might not be the case this year. So the only way that the president can make a recess appointment for Cordray is if Congress is actually in recess.
That's
I think
right.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I know, but
can you explain that to
some
me?
Some of these rules I think are kind of cute. I kind of like
they're kind of cute.
I kind of like hearing about them. Yeah.
My gosh, I think they're ridiculous.
Like the filibuster where they don't actually filibuster. Remember Jimmy
right.
Stewart's movie?
Where Which one?
Where he
Wonderful Life.
No. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Oh yes, Mr.
And he
Smith
stands up there and filibusters, and he had to speak. He had to sit there till he was practically fallen over from exhaustion. Well, nowadays, a filibuster just says, I'm filibustering, and then they go back and sit in a lounge chair somewhere.
Right, in another state.
I know. It doesn't even make sense.
Go to the beach. I think it's pretty crazy. Ever since last May, late in May, Congress had remained in permanent session, but they're continuing on. They're going to be in session. They're not going to take a recess
right.
just so that the president can't get away with this.
Right.
The heck.
Wait till he's in Hawaii, then recess.
It's so unbelievable, though. I mean, you know the rules. You know what's going on. What? Well, they just play it to the hilt.
As you can imagine, I kind of blame this on the president because he keeps nominating these radical left Looney Tunes. and then this Frank Dodd bill, which is supposed to fix the financial sector and actually
right, exactly.
is costing everybody money. And that's why Bank of America started putting the monthly fee on ATM cards.
Mm-hmm. And then took it off.
So they figure if they just don't let him get his person in charge of the commission, then they can never actually have a working commission.
Well, yeah, that's what's going on here.
Good for them.
Unbelievable. Makes him look stupid. I'm sorry.
I see he's not going with
well,
Michelle
he seems
to Hawaii.
He seems to hate Congress, but he still needs it.
Yeah.
He needs Congress to get anything done.
It's funny when you listen to him complain about Congress, because a lot of the stuff he complains about, he was doing the same thing when he was a senator for a little
while. Well, absolutely. That's why he knows how to play. But he doesn't play well, does he, in the sandbox?
Like he filibustered the heck out of Bush's nominees for judgeship, so he
yeah, should, look at that.
He shouldn't be complaining now, should
what
he?
Is it, paybacks are a bitch? Is
payback,
that what's going on here? Jeez, so they're not getting anything done.
Good.
It's continuous.
I like it when Congress doesn't get anything done.
All right, now how about Attorney General Eric Holder testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on the Fast and Furious, the gun control program, where all these guns are missing?
I wrote a column on it a couple of weeks ago. This is the dirtiest presidency we have ever had.
This is like really
He's
wild.
Taking the record away from, who is it, Howard Taft or Ulysses S. Grant. That's what
Ulysses
I said.
S. Grant, right.
Yeah.
He held the record, right?
Right, that's what I
shenaniganigans.
Yeah. But Grant had nothing to do with him, and he was embarrassed, so embarrassed he didn't run for re-election. Obama's already running for re-election.
Well, under what's happening right now, they lost a truck of weapons, for one thing. At a crime scene right on the southwest border. The Justice Department has taken the extraordinary step of formally withdrawing an inaccurate letter about the episode that was sent to Congress earlier this year.
Yeah. So Congress started to investigate. They gave him a bunch of answers that were untrue.
Right.
Now Holder's in Congress saying,
he's in trouble.
This was not lies. We were just wrong.
I was reading all this, and then they had some people who... were online, and this is what they thought about it. Steve Griffin said, I love the way all these liars, Holder included, have intentionally confused Fast and Furious with the Bush era.
Right.
Operation Gun Runner, which wide receivers
was entirely different thing.
Different thing, but
number,
see?
Number one, it was a lot fewer guns. Number two, they...
so that counts.
They sincerely tried to track them. They weren't just giving the criminals guns and letting them walk away. They had tracking devices inside the guns. So they could follow them and then arrest them. But the tracking devices stopped working, so the Bush administration immediately quit the program.
Well, will they think all gun runners are stupid people?
Fast and Furious under Obama is a different thing. It's thousands of guns, and they didn't try to track them at all. They just gave them to them.
Just gave them to them.
Right. They even financed it. The government money bought them for the criminals.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
And what are they going to get back from the criminals? They're just talking about money for the guns?
I mean, bullets. They've already killed one of our border agents with one of the guns sold by Holder's program.
Robert Donovan says, remind me, please, how many Americans were killed as a result of Watergate? I believe none. And President Nixon was run out of office under threat of impeachment. In contrast, the current occupier of the White House goes on his umpteenth vacation. Outrageous. Edward Booth says, If a subject of this country sent false papers to the Congress, they would not be given the opportunity to withdraw them. They would be arrested for perjury. We are living in a country where the laws do not apply to the president.
That's right. And that's why he put Eric Holder in that position.
So he could take the
Eric
fall.
Holder is a sleazeball from way back.
And they say he's a hostile witness. Now they're considering him a hostile witness.
He's got to go. He has got to go. But I'm afraid Obama doesn't want him to go because he knows Eric Holder's protecting him from some investigations. You know, Eric Holder's the one who sold the Mark Rich pardon to Bill Clinton in the last couple days of his tenure.
How do you know all this?
I just know it. Holder's history. Eric Holder's the one who, now, Bill Richardson, remember the governor of New Mexico who ran for president himself?
Right.
Looked like he was doing something dirty with government money down there in the state of Mexico when there was an investigation started under Bush. And Holder came in as the new attorney general and dropped that investigation because it was a Democrat governor that looked like he was in trouble. Holder is just a sleazeball from way back.
Well, let me ask you something. What's he get out of this? What does Holder get out of all this? A big bank account? Or what is it? What's he getting out of all this?
You ask what he got, but when he did that favor for Clinton to give him an excuse to pardon Mark Rich, he ended up being attorney general. So it does work out for these guys, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And poor Kane.
I know. What did Kane do compared to what Holder's done? Nobody died, right?
No, it's unbelievable. Just crazy. Absolutely. Woo-hoo. Well, we've got a little bit of Nevada news. It's not as exciting as our own political news in the United States, but we'll be back with more right here on Broadview.
...1270 The Buzz.
Still getting business internet and phone from the phone company? It's time to switch to Charter Business. Our 16 meg internet is up to 5 times faster than standard DSL or T1 service. Our business phone is reliable, and you can keep your phone number and equipment. And you save money, lots of money. Get Charter Business internet and phone for only $89 a month for 12 months. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE today.
Offer expires 1/31/12 and is subject to change. Service is not available in all areas. Internet speed comparison based on average in Charter Business markets as of 9/23/11. Same phone number only available in same rate center. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, I used to watch this holiday special with my dad.
They had TV when you were little?
Let in the tradition.
What you doing, sweet pea?
Sending Santa an email, but I need his address.
Let in the anticipation.
Hi, Grandma. We're coming to your house.
Oh, honey, I can't wait.
Let in the love. The magic of the holidays is waiting. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com to let it all in. Restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Lab Coat Dating Service, where we use science to find you love.
I just want to be able to meet people, you know, like they do on Cupid.com.
We're feeding all of your data into our scientific system.
Okay.
Hello, I am your scientific dating match.
What planet are you from?
I love you.
How do you know? We just met.
I love you.
When you think about it, it's simple. Before you fall in love, you have to meet someone to fall in love with. And at Cupid.com, we make it easier.
Igor, there's a problem.
You do not like the color green.
What happened to science?
That is not a match.
Science!
That's not a match.
Oh, no!
Come on, it isn't rocket science. We're Cupid.com. And all we want to do is help you meet people. Before you fall in love, you have to meet someone to fall in love with. And that's what we do at Cupid.com.
I love you.
Hey, sometimes love is closer than you think.
I love you.
Cupid.com.
Influence others and stay healthy by getting a flu vaccination this season. Learn more at InfluenceNevada.org.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Well, some interesting news for Nevada, actually right here in Reno. Reno proposed restrictions on food trucks, trying to level the playing field, you know, between trucks and restaurants. Have you heard that? Yeah, I mean, this is not good for the little guy who stocks his truck
and gas.
And
stuff?
Yeah. The guys that go out in the taco trucks and things, merchants on Wells Avenue
are upset
because they're taking business away from them. And there are no ordinances right now governing food trucks or other mobile food vendors. Like, you know, the little hot dog guy down on the corner down by the downtown.
What do they call those? Roach vans? Something like that.
They want them to have to move every 2 hours. I mean, as if.
Well, that's not too bad. 2 hours pretty much cover the lunch hour, wouldn't it?
Well, no, it wouldn't. It's like from 11 to 2, and you can't set up your truck.
What is that snorting from Sean?
Sean snort. That's a Sean snort.
Like, yeah, the Gourmet truck, the Gourmet grilled cheese truck that I've not tried, but I heard it's pretty good.
Sure, Sean. It's called the Gourmet.
Gourmet, yeah.
But, where?
Well, they're all over. I mean, they go different places in town every day.
And do they just stay where they are for 4 hours for lunch, or do they move all over the place?
Well,
they each have a location.
Yeah. And they're pretty much in one place for 2 or 3 hours, maybe sometimes 4. But I think the other part of that story you're going to get to, and I don't want to take your air away, is that they have to cut off by 7 instead of like 10 currently. And that's a lot of their business is the late night, too, near the bars.
Yeah, all that chili. I mean, there's nothing like chili cheese omelet after you went drinking all night. You know what? I think this is just another way to stifle.
This battle goes on all the time. It's gone on for a century.
Isn't this capitalism? I mean, isn't the way that we're made up? You know, I mean, why would they? Oh, the restaurants? So?
Can I give
you got good food?
Can I give you the other side of it?
Yeah, give us the other side.
The guy with the established physical building, he says, I'm paying real estate taxes and then having everybody come in and inspect me, and I've got all these fixed costs, and the guy comes and parks a truck in front of my building, and he doesn't have any of these costs.
Well, then go get a truck.
And have better food.
Yeah. I mean, you can't sit there. I mean, it's not like you can go sit down at the truck. And if I had a truck,
agree.
That's what I'd do.
I'm just telling you the other
seats
side.
Out there. Well, I see the other side. Yeah, okay, you're crying. You know, make your food cheaper. Make it better. Something. That's what capitalism is about. Not running them off. Trying to live.
I looked into this one time for myself.
You did?
I did. I wanted to sell Italian ice downtown.
Italian ice?
And then I found out all the permitting I had to go through, and then they were only going to let me have a certain little tiny spot that wasn't really a convenient spot for me to hit pedestrians with Italian ice. And I said, wow, this is expensive, and it's restrictive, and I just don't think I want to do this anymore.
Well, now it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. There's more than 50 vendors who hold a mobile food vendor business license. They do have to have that, but that includes ice cream trucks and catering vans. The ordinance also clarifies that food trucks cannot park on any highway, street, alley, sidewalk, or city-owned or city-operated public parking lot to do business. You can't park in a parking lot. It is prohibited by state law. Food trucks only can do business on private commercial property with written permission from the owner. So nobody is parking on their property. They're just mad because they're parked down the street or they're close to a parking lot. It also imposes a 300-foot restriction, which would be around a permanent business selling similar products.
Oh, there you go. That's what they really want. Huh?
Vendors also can't park within 300 feet of the property line of a school, church, playground, park without the owner's permission. The same is true of any special events unless they're part of the event.
Why don't they want them near a school?
Well, lunch in the cafeteria, I guess. They want that 35-cent lunch money, or has it gone up to $3 now?
You're right. This is just ridiculous. Come on, let the guys make a living.
But if you have some issues with it, the city of Reno is soliciting public reaction about this amendment to the Reno Municipal Code, and they're going to impose minimum operational requirements for mobile vending business licenses. Comments can be sent to the business relations manager, or you can contact them by phone or go to business LIC, short for Lick license at reno.gov.